Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is
Hello?
Rosalind with customer service returning your call. How can I help you today?
Oh, wow. I just hung up. I'm trying to find out what exactly is Swift Enhance? What is that? I've got a charge for $5.97, but I don't know what you are.
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center for over several different companies. So can I have your zip code to pull up that account, please?
98032.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Charlene Martinez. It's on a business account for Martinez Floor Installation.
Okay, give me just a second. You said last name Martina.
Martinez.
Martinez. Okay, give me just a second. I'm looking up that account. And zip code 98032, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Could it be under another zip code? That one isn't pulling up.
Nope.
Okay, let's try your phone number.
Would have been 253-872-4826.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Martinez, I did find you. Now, for verification purposes, can I get you to verify your full address?
2648 84th Avenue South, Kent, Washington, 98032.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Martinez, I am seeing on the 2nd of February you ordered the Vibe watch for a total of $597, correct?
The what?
It's a Vibe watch.
Survive watch?
A Vibe.
An actual watch?
Yes, ma'am.
I did get one in the mail, and I returned it the same day, and I called and let them know.
Okay.
So that was supposed to come off. It was offered as a free watch, but when it came, it said that I was going to be charged the full amount, and so I told them, no, I don't want it, and they said return it, so I did.
Okay, and when did you call?
As soon as I got it.
Let me see, hold on.
The charge came out on February 4th, so it was in February, probably the following week.
Would you say the 3rd? Okay, so let's see, when was this charge taken out?
On February 4th, I'm looking at my bank statement.
On the 4th, so that was the day after. Okay, give me just a second. I'm going to go ahead and have this. Well, no, it looks like they've already had you canceled, too. So this was taken out on the 4th of February?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So they already have you canceled out of the system. You shouldn't receive any further billing from us.
But I need that $597 back.
Now, that is non-refundable because it's a valid charge. So I won't be able to.
Not really, because it was false advertising. It said it was a free watch, which it was not.
No, ma'am. The watch was free, but you paid the shipping and handling, and that's where the $597 comes in.
That's shipping.
Yes, ma'am. Shipping and handling.
Well, that gets you guys off the limb there. Okay. Well, I will let everybody I know, let them know to look out for that, because it said it was a free watch, and then when it came, it also had information that I was going to be charged the full amount of it. So it's like, no, that's false advertising. So, okay. Thank you for letting me know that was the shipping and handling.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with, Ms. Martinez?
Nope. That should do it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service.
Oh, wait. One more thing. Okay. Just to finish my file. What was your name?
Veronica.
Veronica, thank you. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, Ms. Martinez, and have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.